with this verse and the commentary this morning, it is my intention to bring your awareness to the level of your present faith in the chanting of the Holy Name. It is said that faith is the entrance door into the palace of bhakti. You cannot come to bhakti through any other door than to have faith. And therefore, at the beginning of such an important course, I would like to spend this morning's lecture and the workshop in the morning on explaining faith, discussing the challenges of our faith, so that we can first of all examine our faith, and secondly see how we can increase our faith. Our verse comes today from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya.
Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra.
Jaya Advaita Chandra.
Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Krishna Chaitanya.
Nityananda Sahodito.
Nityananda Sahodito.
Godadaye Pushpavanto.
Godadaye Pushpavanto.
Shito Shando Tomo Nudo. Kali Kale Namarupe.
Kali Kale Namarupe.
Krishna Vatara.
Krishna Vatara.
Nama Haite Haya Sarva.
Nama Haite Haya Sarva.
Jagata Nishtara.
Jagata Nishtara.
Kali Kale Namarupe. Krishna Vatara.
Krishna Vatara.
Nama Haite Haya Sarva.
Nama Haite Haya Sarva.
Jagata Nishtara.
Jagata Nishtara.
Kali Kale Nama Rupe. Krishna Vatara.
Krishna Vatara.
Nama Haite Haya Sarva.
Nama Haite Haya Sarva.
Jagata Nishtara.
Jagata Nishtara.
Yes, please.
Kali Kale Nama Rupe.
Kali Kale Nama Rupe. Krishna Vatara.
Nama Haite Haya Sarva.
Nama Haite Haya Sarva.
Jagata Nishtara.
Jagata Nishtara.
Kali Kale Nama Rupe.
Kali Kale Nama Rupe.
Krishna Vatara.
Krishna
Sarva.
Namaste.
Jagata Nishtara.
Jagata Nishtara.
Matsis, please. Takes place in a certain context, like all verses, but I would love to share this context with you. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And after sharing the context, I will try to dig a tunnel. In other words, I will try to go deeper into the subject matter of faith in Krishna consciousness. But let me first offer my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastasyade Sadarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Good. I will read the translation of this verse. When I come to this, in the sequence of verses in which this appears, may I ask you a question before I start? What would you do if you would know you have only one more year to live? You go to a doctor, it's a routine thing. Or maybe you had a cold which didn't go away and you needed to see the doctor, and he tells you one more year, it's for sure. Most of you are young and think you'll never die, but you will die. And because you are not thinking that you will die, this thing is not maybe very pleasant or maybe easy to think. I was also once young. I also went to a doctor once, and the doctor told me, you have colon cancer, Darmkrebs. I was already weak. I had already just survived a sepsis, and now on top of it, colon cancer. I remember I became very serious. I asked him, how long do I have? He said, from half a year to 1 year. German doctor, they are very precise and sometimes quite speculative, but that's another subject. I survived. This happened to one great devotee, this diagnosis. It was Srivas Thakur. Before he lived the life which we know of, the glorious life of an associate of Mahaprabhu, he was very distracted from the spiritual path. He had actually taken to drinking alcohol, he was engaged in all kinds of very materialistic activities, and he lived in the company of friends who were debauchees and really people you wouldn't like to associate with. So one day in the night, it was in the night, not in the day, a personality appeared to him in his dream. He was golden. And he said, Srivas, you don't know. In 1 year, you will be dead. Use the time wisely. And then the personality disappeared. This news of having one more year to live struck Srivas Thakur like lightning falling from the cloudless sky. He had no cue. It was an absolute surprise to him. And he became extremely worried. What will happen? My karma will catch up with me. Yamaraj will come and punish me severely. I better use my time properly, like that Purusha, that personality had said. And he went through all the Vedic scriptures trying to get a clue and a hint what he should do to become free from the karmic reactions and to attain a state in which he would love to leave the body, exalted spiritual state. So he went through all different scriptures, and then he came to one scripture called the Brihan Naradiya Purana, and there he stumbled across this verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nasyeva, Nasyeva, Nasyeva Gatiranyata. It was a very strong verse. It was a very, let me say, provocative verse. It just struck him. It said, in this age of Kali, there's no other means. It repeats it three times. No other means. No other means for self-realization then chanting the holy name, and this is also repeated three times, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. In German language we say das las, or you know, that didn't fail to have its effect on Srivas Thakur. Never ever before. He was born in a Brahmin family. He knew the Vedic scriptures because that's the way the society went. If you were a Brahmin, you went to these Sanskrit schools and you learned a good scope of the Vedic scriptures. But he had never ever seen a verse where three times the positive injunction is repeated, you know, what you have to do there three times. And then, to make it clear, it is expressed in the negative way. If you don't do this, there is no other way for you. No other way for you. No other way. Bang! We had never seen a verse in this like this. And it sunk deep into his heart. Today's verse is repeating this instruction in a simple way. Can we again sing it, please? Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Jagatanishvara. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. It's an incarnation, an avatar. Simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. Anyone who does this is certainly delivered. So, Srivast Thakur was understanding. The scriptures tell me that in this age of Kali, we have no other possibilities for our spiritual life. And Krishna Das Kaviraj gives this verse a lot of explanations. I will just put it together for you so that we it's not so long, this lecture. The next verse says, this verse repeats the word Eva, certainly, three times. Certainly, 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 for emphasis. And it also three times repeats Haryanama, the holy name of the Lord, just to make common people understand. I had once a servant when I was in Kabul, Afghanistan, a servant. This servant, really, with all respect and all my love, was a little dull. But I noticed, whenever I needed to say something, could you please get some vegetables from the market? If I would say it three times, somehow it registered. Could you please get some vegetables from the market? Could you please get some vegetables from the market? On the third time he said, TK. And went. This is, I always remember this three times, you know, it worked. So the scriptures hope that by repeating this three times, it will work also for those who are born in Kali Yuga and who are not known for the extraordinary spiritual sensitivity. Okay. Bhagavad gives an explanation here. To emphasize something to an ordinary person, one may repeat it three times. Just as one might say, you must do this, you must do this, you must do this. Thus the Brihan Naradiya Purana repeatedly emphasizes the chanting of the holy name so that people may take it seriously and thus free themselves from the clutches of Maya. Now Prabhupada says something. He steps out of the role of the commentator, the traditional commentator. He makes a modern comment. He says, it is our practical experience in the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world that many millions of people are factually coming to the spiritual stage of life simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly according to the prescribed principles. Therefore, our request to all our students is that they daily chant at least 16 rounds of this Haryanama Maha Mantra offenselessly following the regulative principles. Thus, their success will be assured without a doubt. So, this Kirtan course is something which hopefully will help you to become successful without a doubt by learning how to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The great saint of the modern times, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saw the need to write a guidebook how to chant the mantra offenselessly following the regulative principles of spiritual life. It's his work Harinam Chintamani. In this work he went through all the recorded manuscripts which he could find at that time, which were written about Haridas Thakur. See, Haridas Thakur, the great teacher of the holy name, who helped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish his Sankirtan movement, had not written anything personally. He was an ecstatica, and a very ecstatic person. When you go to an ecstatic person and you give him a pencil and a palm leaf and say, hey, write down something, he will just look at you and say, maybe he will roll on the ground in ecstasy before you. Haridas Thakur was on such a level, he was often seen singing and dancing without anyone around him, all alone on the banks of the Ganga. And as he sang and danced, his body would erupt in these little volcanoes. We say goose pimples, Gänsehaut, but it's more than that. It's really... And he would take on different colors. He would become all red and sometimes pale in as the Ashta Sattvika Bhavas, the eight ecstatic symptoms ornamented his whole beings. So he didn't have any time to write, nor any mind to write. But he had followers who wrote down what he sometimes said in ecstatic outbursts, where he shared his realization on chanting Hare Krishna. They wrote this down. These books were there in the form of manuscripts, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur collected all of them and on the basis of these notes wrote a beautiful guidebook which I really request all of you to read. It's called the Harinam Chintamani, which instructs in a systematic way. In the first three chapters of this book, the truth and the inconceivable glories of the holy name are established. You will find a lot of information about Krishna, his name, and what the name does when it rises in the heart of a chanter. In the next 9 chapters, that's from chapter 4 to chapter 13, Haridas Thakur describes what it is that prevents the pure the rising, that's how he explains it, of the pure name. He says the Lord is independent. He comes and goes as he wants. But there are 10 things which the chanter must absolutely avoid if he wants to experience the presence of the Lord. He compares the Lord with the Son, and these 10 aparadas or offenses with mist. Mist heißt Nebel in Deutsch, or fog, you could say in English, and also clouds. His logic is, just like the sun is always there, independent of mist and clouds, Krishna is always there. But if we do wrong things, if we do the aparas, then there is a covering in our heart so that we don't see it. Believe me, one confidential secret, which I think is very difficult for you to understand. The sun also shines in Belgium. It is now there. But we are freezing a little, we are a little cold, because there are clouds before it. I know sometimes in Belgium we get doubts if there is sun over the Ardennes, you know, because it's so cloudy often. But it is there. So in the same way, you may sometimes get clouds, get doubts in your life that Krishna really is in the holy name. You may say, but I don't feel it. I don't get it. I don't. It's not my experience. But the reason why this is so, the reason why you doubt, is because there must be something which you do wrong in the area of these aparadhas. And Haridas Thakur, because it's such an important point, devotes 9 chapters, ooh, that's a lot for such a work, on helping you to remove the aparadas or the clouds so that you can bathe in the sun of the pure name. The last chapter, it's only one chapter, it talks about the goal of chanting. It's a beautiful work. It saved my personal life because it became really clear how the chanting brings us to the goal of Krishna consciousness, that is not only association with Krishna. That's not the goal. Our goal is not to be in the presence of Krishna. Our goal is to love Krishna and enter into what is called rasa, a loving relationship. Without that loving relationship, the Lord may stand right before your eyes, but you will see Him and not see Him at the same time. This is what happened in the Krishna avatar. There were many people who saw Lord Krishna during His appearance, but because they didn't have that loving relationship, that rasa, taste, that ecstatic taste and loving relationship, they saw Him and didn't see Him. Duryodhana is a very good example. When Krishna came to Duryodhana's palace to ask him to refrain from making war against the Pandavas, Duryodhana said, I won't give the Pandavas enough land to put a needle inside. They will get nothing from me. They will have to fight. At that time, Krishna said, Duryodhana, anyone who says he is the enemy of the Pandavas is my enemy as well. Duryodhana looked at Krishna. Do you know what he said?
No problem.
Then Lord Krishna showed him parts of his universal form to show him that it might be a problem. the form which encompasses all the energies of the universe, if we want to say it like this. Do you know what Duryodhana answered? He said, "Don't fool me. I also know magic." He thought this is some David Copperfield, you know, modern magician. You have maybe not seen. I have seen. By some little plastic rope, he flies, and he flies like this on a plastic rope. There is a plastic rope, but you can't see it. It's absolutely transparent, and he flies. And it's a trick, but it looks very real. So Duryodhana told Krishna, "Don't please make such foolish tricks here." And he called his army, capture this Vasudev and throw him into prison. So why could he make such a mistake, this Duryodhana? The Lord is right before him. The Lord even shows him some small parts of his glory. But he can't see them because he has no love in his heart for the Lord. The Lord can only be seen with eyes of love. Premanjana. Bhakti vilochanena. You know everything. Yes, only by the eyes are full of love can we see God, not in other ways. Otherwise he remains eternally hidden from us. My dear devotees, this kirtan course is meant to increase our love for Krishna so that we can perceive him at least a little bit in the holy name and not feel bored and sleepy when we chant. So, now, at the very beginning of his instructions, Haridas Thakur speaks about the only qualification for bhakti. There are many spiritual paths, as you know, discussed yoga, jnana, karma. For instance, on the karma path, you know, of giving charity, visiting holy places, doing things there. You really need to know a lot of things to be successful, a lot of rules. On the jnana path, you need to be absolutely renounced. No good pracharan for you. Very renounced, very austere, with a lot of meditation. Ooh, hours, days, years. Yoga path, you need a lot of qualification. For bhakti, you also need one qualification. Who knows the qualification for bhakti? It's the only qualification.
Faith.
Vyasadev says, why faith is so strong? He says, faith or Shraddha will give you something. It's called Virya.
strength. In the Bible you hear, der Glaube kann Berge versetzen. You know, this is a similar idea. Oh, you don't speak German. It is no problem. I can try to say in English. Your faith can move mountains. This is a very, very deep statement in the Bible. From your faith, your deep faith, you get virya, says the Sanskrit commentary, strength. It's not physical strength, it's spiritual strength. You can go on your path and be victorious over the different obstacles which you have. Like, for instance, the attachments which pull you back. Faith gives you the strength. This is my path, and I will go it. No matter whether I'm tired, or I'm attached, or I have problems, people don't like me anywhere, and I don't like myself, and so on, and I'm so depressed, and so on. No. Faith, deep faith, will give you strength. If you feel weak in your spiritual life, most properly, you need to increase your faith. From this strength, you will get a good amount of smriti, is the Sanskrit word. It means you will remember the spiritual teachings in times of need. Very often we come in a time when doubts come over us, and when we feel unwell in our spiritual path, when we feel no hope because we see our own weaknesses before us. We cannot deceive us any longer. We have to admit we are ordinary, quite ordinary people. At that time, when you can remember spiritual knowledge, that no, you are an eternal soul. There is Krishna. Krishna is very kind and merciful towards his devotees. He's Bhakta Vatsala, the friend of his Bhaktas. If you remember that, with deep faith, in a way that it is part of your thinking, part of your conscious and your subconscious mind, then you can go very easily forward. So faith is very important for your spiritual life. The Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains where this faith should be placed. You know, sometimes you may feel I need to do something with my faith. Where should I have faith in, or what should I have faith in, so that my faith is very, very useful for me, and it gives me strength and empowerment, and moves me forward, gives me wings to fly over my obstacles. He says very nicely, the faith must be invested in the Bhakti Shastras, in the scriptures. I have something. I am not a value. I'm doing something every day which has changed my whole life. May I say it? It's a little personal. No problem. I read every day the Bhagavatam. Just every day I do. Even if it's I'm a little bit tired, or I have so many other things, you can't believe what sometimes my life is not easy. That's enough about my life. It's not easy. But every day I read in the Bhagavatam, and it has given me so much faith in Krishna consciousness. I took to this when I read this, that faith must be invested in the bhakti scriptures. And the, what I found out is you need to do it on your own, this is some human situation. You need to do it on your own. You just need to sit down with the Bhagavata and read and think about it and pray and engage very personally with the text. Just this academic, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say we have a professor here, but just this, he's also a great devotee. He will not have problems with this. Just academic understanding of a scripture will not really help you. You have to go deep. You have to chew the subjects. You have to engage with the subjects like a person. You have to talk with the scriptures. You have to listen to their answers, and then you become not informed, you become transformed. That's much better. So firm faith will come if you read in the bhakti scriptures and you engage with them. You follow their advice and you see, wow, my God, it's true what they say. The second place where the faith must be invested if you want to become strong in your spiritual life and get this virya, this inner strength. The second place is the processes of bhakti. First and foremost in Kali Yuga, this Naam Kirtan, or Naam, this chanting of the holy name, you have to somehow increase your faith in it. And in my humble understanding, this only can come by doing the practice, by sacrificing time for the practice, and by trying to understand from the scriptures how it is that they say only this one process is there, this chanting. I have seen in my own life that when there are problems, I turn to everything except the holy name. Everything. I make phone calls, I get on internet, I try to collect money to have a better life. I don't sit down and chant the holy name. I could see this. Because why? Lack of faith. I used to attack my audience, so now I attack me, because I was warned, if you do this more and more, if you always attack your audience, better you attack yourself. So that's what I'm doing now. Why do I not turn to Krishna? Why do I turn to everyone else? Well, the reason is I'm a Bahiranga Mukha Jiva. What's that? I'm a soul who has turned his back towards God. That's why I'm in this world. And if I want to correct my life and bring it to a spiritual platform, I must learn to turn to the Lord. And the difficulties which I have are my best teachers, because they can tell me, you turn everywhere else, try to turn everywhere else, try to solve your problems everywhere else, it won't work. The scriptures tell us of Draupadi. Do you know what is the greatest horror for a cultured lady? To be stripped in public. I'm not speaking of professionals, I'm speaking of cultured ladies. It's the greatest horror. It's the worst thing which can happen. It's where the woman will lose all her dignity, where something will break in her forever to become an object of lust. This happened to Princess Draupadi. She was pulled out from her room. It was the day when she was the days when women are super sensitive. She had her days, her period, and she was pulled out, and and it was pulled out, and she was informed, "You have been lost in a gambling match. You are public property now. We want to see your naked beauty." When the noose stroked her, she thought. And there were so many men around, and they all were looking with these eyes, which meant havoc, these cruel eyes at her. Yudhishthira and her husband, the Pandavas, just wriggling in pain, they were moving their bodies in pain. They couldn't protect her at this moment because they had been made slaves. And the princess noticed all this, that she was born from purity. This is an unthinkable thought for her. They were actually now sending a man who was strong like 10,000 elephants. And he started to touch her and started to pull her at her cloth. Draupadi called to Bhishma. "Grandfather Bhishma, you are a virtuous person. How can you tolerate this?" Bhishma didn't know what to do. He said, "Dharma is sometimes very difficult to understand," and turned away. She turned to Dhritarashtra, the king. If this happens in your kingdom, that a virtuous woman is offended in public like this, everything will be ruined. How can you tolerate it? Dhritarashtra was shaking, but he did not forbid it. Draupadi turned to all the, kings. They all turned away. Finally, when Dushasana started to pull, she tried to defend herself with her own strength. She was strong. She was a Kshatriya lady. It didn't work. Finally, she turned to her only shelter, Lord Krishna, and threw her arms in a gesture of surrender, calling, "Hey Janardhan, hey Govinda, hey Gopal." And as she called for Krishna, Krishna became very, very glad. Krishna thought, "Now my devotee turns to me." Finally, he felt so good. Not good is not the word. So grateful. And he remembered an incident. And once he had been Draupadi's guest, and Draupadi had served him some fruits which needed to be cut fresh. So the Lord had taken the knife to cut himself the fruits. I believe it was sitafal. And as he cut the fruits, the knife slipped and went to his finger, and blood was coming out. Now we all know the Lord cannot be cut. It must have been his arrangement. So Draupadi, so, my lord, you're bleeding, and in such a nice devotional gesture, she took her own sari and ripped some cloth. It was the sari which she was most attached to, because it was the sari she wore at the time of marrying the Pandavas. It had a lot of ideological value on it. That's not ideological, that's a value for her. That was their marriage sari. But she ripped it and gave it to Krishna, and Krishna used it as a quick bandage to still the bleeding. And Krishna looked at Draupadi and smiled and said, "For this gift of a sari, I will give you millions of saris in the future." Krishna remembered this, and he completely came, and he produced by his Achintya Shakti, his inconceivable energy, millions of saris. And his Dushasan was trying to undress her. He just pulled and pulled and pulled. The whole palace became full with saris. Everyone drowned in saris, you know. There was no place to go any longer. No thing to. Krishna showed, "I am here, I am saving you now." That happens, my dear devotees, when we learn to turn to Krishna and not everywhere else for shelter. This is the one thing which we have to learn. If you learn this lesson in the Kirtan course, you will become a pure devotee. If you learn this lesson at the end of your life, you will go back to Godhead. The earlier you learn this lesson, the better it is for your spiritual life. Krishna is the ultimate shelter. In relationship to Him, all shelters are durashraya. Ashraya means shelter. Durashraya means very weak shelters. And talking very practical, we don't want so much theory in the morning before breakfast. Very practical, it means you need to turn to the holy name. It's the form in which Krishna is most accessible for those of us who speak German. Zugänglich, accessible. That means we can approach Him. The road is free here to go to the Lord. On other roads, yoga, good luck. Jnana, karma, they are all blocked with innumerable thorns and obstacles in Kali Yuga. But the road of chanting, is free for you. You have an open invitation. You can come every time you sing the holy name or you chant it in your japa. You can be together with Krishna. However, even this simple thing must be learned properly. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote down this guidebook, Harinam Chintamani, where you learn all the things which you need to do so that it works. You may say, "Oh, Sachinanda Swami, your lectures are so absolutely frustrating because you always tell us that there's something we need to improve in our lives." Today you said we need to work on our faith so that we stand erect on the spiritual platform, that we stand firm and tall. Where, tell me, I am an ordinary person, my faith is very weak in these things. Where do I get faith? The answer is
given in the Shastras, and I think
you have an intuitive feeling that this might help you, otherwise you would not have come for this course. You get this in the associate faith, you only get in one place. Not in other places. You get it in the association of devotees who talk about Krishna and who live spiritual life. You need, see, faith is almost like a goddess. You know, she has her residence, and the residence of Shraddha Devi is the heart of the devotees. As the devotees share with you their spiritual insights that can go into your heart. There is a verse in this in the Bhagavatam, third canto, 25th chapter, 25th verse. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Virya means strength, strength. Bhavanti hritka narasayana kata tachyoshanadash vapavarga vartmani shradharatiya bhakti anukramishyati. It says that in the association of devotees it becomes very natural and pleasing to hear about Krishna. And as one hears about Krishna, you know, in that association, which is so natural, one so naturally thinks of Krishna, there is a gradual transformation happening in the heart. First it says Shraddha will come, faith. Then Rati, real devotion. And finally Bhakti. They will come Anukramishyati. Krama means steps, in small little steps. Or in English, gradually. This will come Shraddha, faith, and Rati, real devotion. And then Bhakti, devotional service. Hare Krishna. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what could be the one thing which would change my life forever? Do you sometimes ask yourself such questions? I see you nodding, or some of you look thoughtfully. I think we all recognize this type of question. What is it? Maybe I should go to Vrindavan, or sometimes think, maybe I change my diet so that I'm not so fat any longer. That would be good for me. Or different answers come to this question. My dear devotees, the one thing is really if Shraddha comes. Shraddha, faith, will give you strength to follow your spiritual path. With strengths, it won't be your strengths really, it will be an investment of superior or spiritual strengths, and that will help you really to remember the spiritual teachings very nicely, so that ultimately you will enter samadhi, Krishna samadhi, deep absorption in the Lord Krishna. So I want to see now what I would like to do is, please can you turn now to your neighbor? This is very important. I will make a little exercise. Mataji's, please go to Mataji's mentor. Yeah, please turn and I will ask you a difficult question. Please first find yourself a neighbor. Ready? Everyone found a neighbor? Good. Here comes the question for you. I would love you to please think about your level of faith in the Holy Name. How is it? Do you believe he's Krishna? Is it a theoretical belief for you? Tell your neighbor what would help you that your faith would increase. Is my question clear? What is your present faith in Krishna? Present level of faith in the Lord? And then what would help you that your faith increases? Please start now. We only have a few minutes. You have to be quite alert for this. Thank you very much. I do hope that during this 1 week you will get help. Which will increase your faith. It's my sincere hope and prayer that it will be a very good week for you, best week for your spiritual life. I will request Manu now to just give us a very brief orientation how the course and everything else is run, and then we will take our break up.